Life is uncertain. We never know what's just around the corner. It can seem that times of pandemics, economic collapse, social upheaval, illness, death, and separation all come suddenly. It's as though we never see those things coming. Prosperity, ease, and stability, they seem to be results of conscious and engaged effort. These things we create, these things we plan for, these things we watch for. But is this true? Do things unwanted come with speed and surprise, while things wanted build gradually? We're encouraged with words of industry and patience to keep our eyes on the prize, that all good things come to those who work and wait. We do see momentum build as what we dream for gradually emerges from the fog. But do we have an observer's bias? Do we neglect to sense the momentum of things when those things are unwanted? Do we turn a blind eye when the momentum we see isn't the momentum we want, and then feel shocked when we end up someplace we don't want to be? These are not easy questions. But for me, for today, I find the answers in observing myself, but not just myself. To get a fuller picture of what's really going on, I need to observe the part of me that observes. This meditation is intended to help you observe your observer. I'll gradually lead you from wherever you are into a place of quiet centeredness. And little by little, we'll slow the momentum of your current thoughts so that we can begin to see the truth of the matter. Let's begin. Find a comfortable position, a posture that will allow a deep stillness. And then close your eyes. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take 3 deep breaths in and then release each breath with a long but slow and powerful shh. As you exhale, feel the energy of the sound activate the energy of your body. So, breathe in and release. And again, in and release. And one more time, in and release. Now just breathe normally and simply be aware of your breath as it moves in and out. In and out. Now bring your attention to your hands. Sense the aliveness there. Without moving or looking at your hands, how do you know they're there? Become aware of that energy that tells you your hands exist. It might be quite subtle, or it might surprise you by its intensity. But just notice it. Thank you. and let the awareness of that life energy expand from your hands into your arms. Can you feel both arms and hands simultaneously from the inside? Then let that energy gradually spread into your shoulders, your chest, and your belly. Feel your upper back, middle back, lower back. Notice the energy as it flows throughout your hands, arms, and torso. Now bring your attention to your pelvic area. Sense the grounded and primal energy active there. Now let your awareness of the life energy continue to flow into your legs. Down to your feet. And your toes. Notice this energy flowing through your whole body from your feet to your shoulders and to your hands. Notice that no matter how much the energy moves from one area to another, there's always plenty of energy everywhere. The abundance of this energy and its flow is never ending. Now bring your attention to your neck and throat. Notice any tightness that may be there. And let your gentle attention be an invitation to that tightness to release its hold. Now rest your awareness on the back of your head, on the crown. Forehead, and face. Release any tightness or holding you discover. And again, feel the energy of life flowing throughout your entire being. From head to foot. And ask your body what it needs from you today. Notice its answer. Could come in words, an image, maybe just a felt sense. And then express your gratitude for all the ways your body supports you. Now bring your attention to your thoughts. Notice whatever is going on in your mind right now. There's no need to change anything. No need to judge what you're thinking. No need to fight against unwanted thoughts. Just notice whatever is there. And then ask your mind what it needs from you today. Just notice its answer. And then express your gratitude for how hard your mind works for you. Now bring your attention to your emotions. What emotions are present right now? Let this part of you know that whatever feelings are present are okay. They are just clues to how you're experiencing life. And then ask this emotional part of you what it needs from you today. And listen for whatever answer comes. And then express your gratitude for the love and connection that your emotions bring you. Notice that there is a part of you that has been observing your thoughts, feelings, and sensation. Bring your attention to this observing quality and experience it. Not think about it, but simply experience it. Notice that this part was present before your thoughts arose. It was present during those thoughts, and it is still present after those thoughts have moved on. This part of you, the part that observes, the part that is beyond your thoughts, emotions, and sensations, it has been with you your whole life. It is the one constant in a world where everything else is in flux. And notice how this eternal part of you is simply present. It isn't filled with worry or fear. It isn't filled with yearning or desire. It sits peacefully, imbued with a deep knowledge of life, of creation, of being. This part of you is called by many names, but none of those names does justice to its vastness, its simplicity, its power. The only way to know this part of you is to experience its presence. And the doorway into experiencing this eternal presence is through the present moment. You can't find it in the past, nor can you find it in the future. It only exists now. Now, regardless of what's happening in the world around us, this consciousness, this presence, is utterly safe, completely accepting, and unconditionally loving. It is the safe harbor in a storm. It is the light that leads us through a dark tunnel. It is the sleep that refreshes us when we're exhausted. And it is the compassion and love we've longed for our entire lives. It is the silence behind all sound. And like the center point of a sphere, it is the stillness around which all motion revolves. It is the vast emptiness that gives birth to all forms. It is completely free of resistance, and it is always available to us. We need only turn our attention to observing ourselves, and this presence appears, reminding us that all is well. In a few moments, I'll invite you to bring your awareness of this eternal part of you back to the time-space reality from which we began. And as I count you out from 5 to 1, gradually begin merging your experience of the eternal with your experience of this temporal world, keeping 1 foot in eternity as you step with the other foot back into daily life. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now slowly open your eyes and sit quietly for a few moments as you hold this experience in your awareness. And when you're ready, bring this peaceful energy into the next activity of your day. I wish you abundance and joy.